1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Think of how many scam-likely calls you get to your phone every single day now.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
It is crazy and annoying, but what can you really do about it? Like, block them.
Yeah, you try, but then they always use a new number. It's
exactly.
So tricky.
It's like auto-generates a new number.
And when you do that, it's not very satisfying either.
No.
I guess if you're Brooke, you can purchase the entire cell phone carrier and discontinue their service.
Tried that a couple of times, and it still doesn't work.
<I know.
laughs> Yeah.
But there's one guy who's apparently been telling all his friends that he wants to answer one of those scammers and tell them off over the phone.
Ooh.
Only problem is his friends reached out to me first.
Ah.
So I'm about to beat him to the punch.
Okay.
It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is John. Who's this?
Well, this is Mark, but can you please take me off of your call list? I'm sick of getting all your calls.
You off of my call list? You called me.
No, I'm calling you because you called me, and I don't know what you're trying to sell me or what sort of scam you're trying to run on me, but I'm done with it. Please don't call me.
I assure you I won't call you again. Don't call me again.
No, I'm telling you. Don't act like you're the one that's the victim here.
Listen, Jim, John, Bill, whatever your name is.
It's Mark with a Q. Don't act like that's not on your call list. I know you can see it.
Of course it's Mark with a Q. That being said, I get a million calls a day from people I don't know. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you.
No, I'm...
My car warranty is totally fine.
I don't want your car warranty. Don't try and sell me a warranty on cars. I ride a bike.
You're not listening to me.
I'm listening.
I am not selling anything. I am not buying anything. You called me.
Yeah, I called you to tell you that I'm not going to buy any of your stuff.
I don't have stuff. I don't have any stuff.
Well, whatever things, items, I don't know what it is, stuff, it's just I don't want it, okay?
Great.
So please leave me alone.
We finally agree on something.
What?
You don't call me anymore. I won't call you anymore. No problem.
No, you don't call me first, and then I won't call you. Don't make
I
me
didn't
not call
you first. You called me.
No, you called me first.
What?
And I'm calling back to let you know don't call me.
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't call you. You better not call me again.
Okay, does this make you feel good, John? You're just confusing the crap out of me. Fine, I'll buy something.
Oh my God, you are making me crazy.
Okay.
I'm not selling anything. I already told you that twice.
Fine, I'll buy four of them then.
I don't have anything to sell.
Whatever it takes to get you off the frickin' phone.
I wish I had something dumb to sell you. I would sell you 10 of them right now. But again, I have nothing to sell. You are confusing yourself. You are an idiot.
Okay, you're obviously really, really good at this because now I'm just willing to buy whatever it is.
Oh my God.
10 air conditioners, 2 car policies.
I have nothing to sell, you lunatic.
Okay, fine. What do you want to buy from me?
There's nothing you could possibly be selling that I would want to buy. I want to be off the phone.
Okay, how about one prank phone call?
What?
I'll give you one prank phone call for free.
Shut up.
I can't shut up until I tell you this is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning doing a phone tap on you. God.
What?
Yeah, your friend Jane says you've been complaining to her nonstop, saying, oh, I'm getting a million calls from random people and I'm going to tell one of these idiots off.
Oh, my God.
And she wanted me to be one of those idiots.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm literally kidding you. That's how pranks work.
I was getting so pissed. I was like flipping out.
No, you weren't getting pissed. I was getting pissed.
You're starting to make me pissed again.
You're making me pissed. I'm just going to hang up on you.
You can, but you better buy 10 of my things first.
You better buy 10 of my things first.
I'm all in.
Me too.
Awesome.
What are we disagreeing about? I love you.
I know.
Come on, man. You're supposed to say I love you back.
Okay, fine. I love you.
Ew, you're weird.
Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.